Blog Talk Radio.
Getting it all in. How are you supposed to do that? You have so many demands. You have so many expectations, not only from yourself. You have high expectations. If you're a little bit older, you've had a busy, productive life, and you want to take it to a higher level, I'm not just talking about the expectations you have of yourself. Being a leader, there's a lot of people that expect a lot from you. They're watching you. They are looking at you. You control the environment, the mood. You got to stay up for them. They're expecting direction, emotional direction, strategic direction. Right? There's so many things that you're balancing right. How do you fit it all in? That's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation Podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this Manformation Podcast. I'm Skip LaCour. I'm your new buddy, a man who's a little bit old, just like you, who wants more out of life, appreciative of, you know, what we've accomplished in the past. Just we want more. It's that allocation of our willpower, focus, energy, and time. That's what's going to keep this going and take it to a higher level. It's that allocation of willpower, focus, energy, and time. I remind myself all the time, if I have not achieved something at the level that I want in some area of life, I have references where I have. And the only reason why I'm not defective, I'm not broken, it's not that I'm not smart enough for this, I'm not cut out for this. It's just how I have not properly allocated my willpower, focus, energy, and time. That's it. That's my empowering belief, and I want you to take that on too. But how do we fit it all in? That's what this connection is for, your daily ritual, us just connecting for a few minutes. I say that, you know, I get excited, I get going, I say, all right, I'm just going to connect with you for just 5 minutes. It turns into 10, 15, 20 minutes. But I'm going to want to keep this short. I want this to be our daily connection, your ritual, all right? Get our minds right as we take on the day. I want you to schedule this, structure it, right? Your mental and emotional boost for the day. Again, we get our minds right. That's what this Manformation Podcast is all about. Just for men like you, just for men like me, going through this journey of life. You know, there's so many things to get in, right? And, you know, I coach so many men one-on-one, and I help them with all the variables going on, all the balls that they're juggling, all right? How to take a deep breath and gain perspective and look at all the options and strategically go about knocking them all down, getting them all done, right? We're so emotionally attached to the pressure and the expectations from ourselves and other people. Sometimes we just need that little bit of perspective. All right, a little insight, just someone helping us see that there are more options than maybe we first imagine. It makes all the difference in the world. I do that week by week through the one-on-one coaching. Again, if you've been following this podcast, you know how passionate I am about helping men see all those options through this one-on-one coaching. And that's what I share with you, the insight that I learned. You know, actually, what I'm talking about today, how to think about this, getting all and it's just, I just finished one of these one-on-one coaching sessions. If you are at all interested, you want to know if this can help you in your life, give you objectivity and perspective, more options as you go through the journey, I have to reach out, send me an email at skip@manformation.com. That's skip@manformation.com. Or you could just call. If you're the type of man who does what it takes to get what he wants, you know it, you're certain. Taking that leap of faith, you know. You got to take that risk of emotion. All right, of time, maybe go two steps back. You know you got to invest. That's to go those 10 steps forward that you want. You're that type of man. Reach out and call me. That's the kind of guy I am. I wouldn't take the slow route and hope. I would take direct action. My phone number is 213-973-8790. That's 213-973-8790. If you are the type of man who does what it takes to get what he wants, just don't even bother sending me. Call my Google number there. I'll get back to you. All right, so I'm in that same headspace too. How do I get it all in? Sometimes I'm feeling I'm in control. I got this down. Sometimes I realize maybe I just relied on structure and a logical plan that didn't produce the results. Sometimes I really am on a roll. Sometimes we don't understand that until a lot later. But one question that I'm asked is like, okay, you're in a situation, you have the time constraints, right? Now, can I just do a compromise version of what I'm doing? I only have, 10 minutes to get this done, but you know, there's a saying that something is better than nothing, right? So should I just, you know, get a compromise version? And I was thinking about it. It's a great question that I was asking, and it made me think that there's really three ways that you can think about this, right? Okay, so you know you've got something to do because of your allocation of time. You can only put so much time, not the full thing, not the full focus. So there's three choices you can go. You can fit in what you can fit in. All right. You can try to wait and where you have more time so you can get it just right. Right. And then if you take one of those routes, well, what are the implications? Right. And so I was thinking about that. Right. Because we're all faced with that. And now that I bring it out, you know, think about this for you. All right. So there's one saying that something is better than nothing. Instead of waiting for everything to be perfect, because I think, you know, everything being perfect, those are very rare occasions, and that's just a mindset anyway. It's never really perfect. Something is better than nothing. It moves you forward. It keeps the momentum going. So even a compromise version, just taking action, even if it's not the perfect scenario, the perfect headspace, the perfect amount of time, the perfect plan that you wanted to execute, something is better than nothing. Keeps that momentum going, right? So that's one way to go about it. And that is a good strategy in some cases. But see, I don't stop there, right? Okay, so I'm going to give it my all. Sometimes when you're at a deadline, your back's against the wall and you don't have everything all organized in your mind. Sometimes just taking action, you actually do just as good or better of a job because of that deadline. And you've had references like that. So you want to think about that rather than put it off until later, because later may never come, right? But here's the thing, in those situations where I make that decision, I sit back and I say, look, if I would have properly allocated my willpower, focus, energy, and time, could I have fit this in? Could I have really fit this in? I know that in this time I only had the 10 minutes or the 20 minutes or whatever, and it usually takes an hour, but I'm going to just keep the momentum going. But I don't want to get into that pattern. And what if I went back 7 days, if I didn't do this, didn't do that? I look back and I say, is there a chance for me to learn from this? Because I don't want to be backed up in the corner and only have 10 or 20 minutes for an hour project. You don't want to rely on something is better than nothing. You don't want that to become your habit, right? Okay, and then, but if you take the time, do what you can, and then look back, is there a way? Right, because the second thing you don't want to do is you don't want that to become your standard. Like on a subconscious level, without you knowing it, you're always doing something is better than nothing. That becomes that your standard. Right, so what started off to, well, I'll just do it this time, the danger is, the fear is that becomes your new standard. So you got to look back and say that. You know, a lot of times, again, it's about effectiveness, it's about efficiency, it's about results. And so sometimes you'll figure out, well, you know what, I am more productive when my back's against the wall. And then you let your back get against the wall. But then that comes to the third way of thinking about it. Sometimes it's not just about results. It's about the journey itself. See, sometimes I've learned how to, you know, get by in less time, and it some was better than none, so I kept the momentum going, and I'm winning. And, you know, you can even rationalize that you're winning, and maybe all that wasn't necessary. But you know what? I don't like that way. There's a part of me that wants to play all out, right? So even if I'm winning, does it feel good? Because sometimes it's not about the results. It's not about the end product and you getting by. It's about, do you feel good in the journey, right? So those are all things that we consider. And maybe you know, just bringing it all out, and you can apply it, I don't know, to getting fitting in that workout or the right eating strategy with your physical body. Maybe it's the connection with your children or your wife, relationships, or even how it attacks your business. Whatever scenarios are going on in your head, right? It's that triple threat. It's that triple option that's in front of you, and all those times when you just don't have the time. Are you going to go do it for? Are you going to do it at a less compromised version and keep the momentum going? Are you going to stop and wait? No, I'm not going to do this until I'm perfect, and that day may never come. And then even if you do figure it out, even if you do win, is that really feeling good? All right. So, like I said, I thought it was a really interesting question with one of my one-on-one coaching clients. In this regard, it was his fitness along with his busy, very busy schedule with his family and with his business. Obviously, those took priority in this case, but we got to get it all in, right? Got to get it all in. Again, just some things to think about, you know, brought it to the surface. You know, I got to tell you is that, you know, sometimes I really don't think about this stuff until I'm pressed. My job as your coach is to help you look at it different ways. And sometimes they stimulate me to think in different ways. I thought that may be helpful too. So just get you to think. A lot of times this is thinking. It's mindset. It's not about ability. You know you can do it. Send me an email at skip@manformation.com. skip@manformation.com. If you found that helpful, if you're finding all these Manformation podcasts helpful, as I try to fit it all in, right? Sometimes I'm more brilliant than others when I come here, but should I just wait and skip a few days? Should I just wait and skip a few days until I'm on fire and do it, quote unquote, right? Or is something better than nothing? Just the connection, you know, you and I doing this, you know, that I don't have something on the top of my head to come over here and do this podcast and share with you that I've been thinking about for 3 days and I can't wait to get to you. Maybe it's something that isn't quite as intense. Should I wait, right? This is what I'm talking about. Should I wait 3 days until I'm on fire again? Or is it better? Something is better than nothing because the connection more than anything, and then you found this useful. Or what if I keep on doing that, right? This becomes where I feel more like, well, let me just offer this today. And then I do that for the next 22 days. And then I don't feel like I really push myself and demanded myself to be on fire every single day. You tell me. Send me that email at skip@manformation.com. Tell me what this made you think of in your particular situation and how you found it helpful. Have you found it helpful? Also, go to 15manformationsteps.com, 15manformationsteps.com. You guys are loving this. I consider it just the beginning of our daily ritual, this Manformation connection. Guys, you're going to 15manformationsteps. You're filling out that questionnaire. Then I'll personally give you instant access, lifetime access, into this members-only website on manformationuniversity.com. And I'll take you on an 18-day journey every single day. There's videos, some of the best life lessons I learned so far, still learning, right? And it gets dripped out to you every single day to go on this lesson. I want it to become a part of you over 18 days. Again, the best life lessons I learned, videos. You can download the audio and listen to it over and over again. Free, instant, lifetime access. Go to 15manformationsteps.com. That link is down below. Fill out the questionnaire. Play all out. Tell me what you're loving about these podcasts. Tell me what you want to hear more of. Tell me about your life, what you want more of, what's getting in the way. I ask you some very skilled questions from my coaching experience, right, to stimulate that thought. Fill out that questionnaire. Submit it to me. Then I'll give you instant access to the 15 Manformation steps. But even more than that, if I can feel you, right, I might reach out to you and give you a call. Right, maybe I can just help you 10 or 15 minutes or so, absolutely free. But play all out. Fill out that questionnaire at 15manformationsteps. And regardless if you fill it out, you play all out, you're probably the guy who likes to play things all out when you do it. But if you didn't, you just submitted it to me, I get your email address and your name, I can issue a username and password to the 15manformationsteps anyway. But when you fill it all out, I may connect with you. All right, so that's going to do it for our daily ritual, our connection, right? Two busy, productive men, a little bit old. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Man, that's tough to think about sometimes, but it should By this time, it should be firing us up to take on the day, to live with a sense of urgency, to work out, to eat right with a sense of urgency, to produce at work with a sense of urgency, to close that sale, to make those dreams happen day by day with a sense of urgency, like our backs against the wall when we really produce. Also, to love, hug, connect with the people we love with a sense of urgency. Again, we got more time behind us than we do in front of us. So that's going to do it. So have a great day.